It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539 to join in the conversation. My wife had a situation happen at work, and I feel like this is something we all deal with. Regardless of your line of work, there's always somebody that's creeping and stealing your stuff. It could be a drink. It could be a food item. And let's be honest, that crap ain't cool. Hands off, you thief. Like Alex, right now in front of you, you brought it from home, but could you imagine your cranberry juice, your Chips Ahoy, and whatever the hell that is in a bag that you're eating next to it, could you imagine somebody takes it?
I would absolutely gag if somebody just grabbed my drink and started drinking out of it. That is disgusting.
Forget-
I mean, food is one thing to steal out of like a work refrigerator, but somebody's drink they've been drinking out of, that is vile.
Lindsay brought in her own coffee creamer. She got this, I forget the exact kind, but it was selling out at, Aldi. But it was like a special peppermint something-something coffee creamer, okay? So you don't drink coffee. You may not appreciate this, Alex, but it actually was pretty dang good. She took it in there, though, because I guess last time she brought in, like, the little mini creamer thing, it was gone, like, the next day, which is it should last for a week or two at the most. So she wrote her name on there seven times. Lindsay Pesh. Lindsay Pesh. It's like, okay, we get it, Lindsay. This is your creamer.
Well, if that doesn't work, I've got a guaranteed way to make it work.
Okay, good. And this is what I was kind of wondering. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Want to know what actually happened at your work? What was taken? Maybe you're the person that does it, but then people like Porkchop that has advice to make it stop.
So take those little creamers.
Okay.
Pour them all into like a thermos and write on it a piece of tape and then write pump milk.
What does that mean?
Like breast milk. Like, hey, I pump this out.
No one will ever take it.
See, you say that, but there's going to be the one guy in the office like, oh, finally somebody brought it into
work.
Finally. I've been waiting for the good stuff and now it's all mine.
That's true. There is always that guy.
Come here, baby. Give daddy some of that.
Oh, that is vile. I mean, I just cannot imagine. First of all, leftovers gross me out anyway. I don't believe in leftovers.
Yeah,
I don't
you're
eat.
Weird. You don't appreciate anything.
I don't use my microwave unless it's heating up soup. Well, that's the only leftover I will eat is soup. I think I'm okay with soup. But like,
chili is so good leftover.
Yeah. Well, oh, but to be fair, actually, I don't even use my microwave for that because I only will heat up leftover soup on the stove. But I use my microwave for like water, hot water for tea. That's it.
All right, Zach's on the Joe and Alex Show. Has this happened to you? You got some advice. What is it?
This has happened to me before because at work we have a tip jar, and you're supposed to take your tips when you leave work.
Okay.
But sometimes people will take your tips or take other people's tips or take more than what they're supposed to take, so then you don't get your tips for that night.
So what do you do about that to fix the situation?
I would rage.
I rage too. I usually get our manager, but really when somebody takes it, there's nothing really you can do about it. It's just you have crappy people at your work that take your stuff.
Well, Zach, this is depressing. There's no solution, and I feel bad for you.
It's okay. Do you have a solution for me?
I know. You just got to bring...
Set up a camera.
You have to bring something that nobody's going to want to eat, and you got to start liking a meal that nobody else wants to eat. Horse meat sandwich. Right there. Nobody's going to eat that.
I'm just trying to picture how do you come up with this random ass stuff? Allie on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story? What happened at your workplace?
So I used to work for this law firm back east, and every Friday they would make an announcement right around 1 or 2 o'clock that they were cleaning out the fridge, and I swear you could see like the dirt flying from this lady just speeding off, running down there. And she would wait in the kitchen until everyone took their stuff, and she would pack everything else up and take it home.
That sounds like my mom. That sounds like my mom. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if my mom did that. Did she ever get any good deals, though? Like, what if somebody left, like, an unused Lean Cuisine? Like, hell yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. But, like, we felt bad. We're like, oh, my gosh, is she, like, hurting for food or whatever? Like, we tried to put together a basket and stuff for her. And she was like, no, I just don't want to cook. So she would take home everyone's leftovers.
Alex, this sounds like you, though. You're like, no, I'm kind of lazy.
I know. See, you guys should have brought in pony sandwiches.
Allie, can we stop talking about horse meat? That's the second horse meat you've referenced in this conversation.
It's all the same.
You
don't discriminate.
It's not even legal to eat horse meat.
A little bit of mustard.
Think of all the money that lady saved on food, though.
That's right. For sure. She's going to be balling now. Hillary, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're saying that what producer Porkchop recommended actually worked for you?
Yes, it did.
What'd you do?
So when I was nursing my daughter, I would pump at work, and I had the little, they're like Medela breast milk bottles with a yellow cap. And people always complained about people stealing the coffee creamer they brought in from home. So I had some, and I thought, I saw on Facebook, similar to what producer Porkchop said, that somebody had tried it. And I was like, yeah, what the heck, I'll try it. And put it in my little water, yellow breast milk bottle, and nobody ever touched that bad boy.
My question, Hillary, you've got, well, I have breasts too, I guess I should say, but it would make sense for you. What about me, like a bigger guy? Because, like, wait, is Joe producing breast milk? This makes no sense.
Hey, whatever you're into, you know?
You know, I am
into that.
I'm imagining right now Joe reaching in, getting the bottle that says breast milk, and he's drinking it. I can see our boss looking at you like, what are you doing?
I'm like, it's 2018. Don't judge me, okay? Let me be.